Scott Varner spent most of his 20 years in Albuquerque living in the gated community of Town Park with his partner, Eloise Colocho. Colocho stands outside their home next to a small plot of land that once contained nothing but grass and a few thirsty trees. Now,
there are agaves, sedums, cactus, desert willow.
Today, it's really hard to imagine this list of common desert plants eliciting hate mail, but 1990 was a different world. In his fight to allow, not force, just allow, xeriscaping in communities like Town Park, Varner made a few enemies. People use many wonderful words to describe him: funny, direct, giving. Meek, however, is not one of them.
He had a very strong, deep bass voice, and people, you know, sort of shook when he spoke, but they should have been more afraid of me than of him.
People come to the desert and don't figure out that this is an area that gets 8 inches of rain a year.
That's Varner interviewed by NPR in 2007.
They bought homes and developments where they were told you can have grass forever, we have plenty of water. And now that we know differently, they're very reluctant to change.
It doesn't seem like Varner took up xeriscaping as a cause because of any great passion for gardening. He just saw something that needed to be fixed.
We grew up with a minister father, so notions of right and wrong and morality were there all the time.
That's his sister, Mary Alice Fisher. She says their father worked for civil rights in 1940s Virginia, and Varner probably inherited that sense of justice.
A willingness to speak out, even if it was the unpopular thing to do.
Having retired from one of those government jobs that no one seems to know much about, Varner had time. He quickly went from working for change on a neighborhood level to volunteering with the Xeriscape Council to becoming its executive director, a position he held for well over a decade. In that time, Varner helped grow the council's annual conference from an event involving a few dozen locals to one that draws in hundreds of people from around the country. And he started a trade show for the public, the Expo, which brings at least 10,000 people to the fairgrounds every year. The Xeriscape Council's Judith Phillips says she used to think that growth was just a natural evolution.
I know now that he really had a vision, a long-term vision, and he was incrementally moving toward that goal, which worked. It worked really well.
While Varner did successfully lobby to change laws having to do with water use, Catherine Uhas says it was his work with the Xeriscape Council that had the greatest impact. She's conservation officer for the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority.
When we started the conservation program, Xeriscape was a very new concept, and having the expo and conference right here in Albuquerque brought a lot of wonderful professionals to our community, and it also has given our residents a wonderful opportunity to go and see all at once all of the different products that are available, get information from all the different agencies on how to xeriscape.
Uhas says since Varner's entrance onto the scene, city residents have changed out more than 6 million square feet of turf, leading to annual water savings of 250 million gallons.
So he had a huge impact.
For all his boom and bluster, Varner was not one to hog the spotlight, according to the Xeriscape Council's George Radnovich.
I'm the MC. I stand in front of everyone and I talk about Xeriscape and I talk about the speakers and I welcome everybody. And Scott did more work than any of us, and he just stood in the background. And, you know, half the time when I introduced him, he was not even in the conference room. He was out doing other things for the conference.
Radnovich says Varner's quiet work behind the scenes means no one totally understood the extent of his contributions until now.
We've had a rough year without Scott, and, you know, I miss him as a friend and as a fellow advocate.
Scott Varner died of kidney cancer on September 10th. He was 69. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cicel Overgaard, KUNM.